Hi, Gina. Hi, Mr. A.
I forgot to plug in my headphones. I'm calling in. It's like, you need headphones. Oh, yeah, they're not plugged in. Oh, I keep pushing Mr. Q. Go away, Q. Mr. A. Hi, Chris. Boy. I am
Morning,
out of
everybody.
it.
Black Rifle Coffee. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Joe and Eric. Where's Eric? I don't see Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States.
Maybe he's been shadow banned.
Don't start.
I had to. He's on.
I know.
The
I know. You just
he's
got
on every show.
You gotta get it out of you.
Hey, the only crazy lady. Nice to see you.
They back you in a corner, and you just gotta come out swinging.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. We'll start a rumor. Oh, God forbid. Everybody in here has a brain, so.
If I only had a brain.
Yes.
Welcome, everybody. What a great morning. It's Friday. Yes.
Friday. I like my Fridays. That's funny because I'm retired and every day's a Friday, basically. But I like my Fridays. Oh, man. I look forward to Saturday, sleeping in on Saturday. Yeah, I look forward to the music show. We got the music show tonight at 8 o'clock.
With Motown.
Exactly. Motown. And yeah, it's just going to be fun times. Fun times. Yeah, so Crazy Ladies, a co-host with, who is that?
Michael Miller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
You know, there's really a lot of talented people on here that really, I mean, I'm learning. But there's a lot of talented people here that have that voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They all seem to have that voice that I never really heard before except on radio.
Right.
And never really been involved in it like I am now. And you hear it so much. Chris Unplugged, he has that voice. Ralph Williams has that voice. Michael Miller has that voice. They have that voice.
Yeah, they do.
You know, Mike Jeremy. Tampa Bay. Yeah, Jeremy.
Jeremy, mm-hmm. Mike Tampa Bay.
There's my look. There's Mike Tampa Bay right there.
And
hi.
DeGray. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because I remember, you know, when you first start something like this and you actually hear yourself, it kind of freaks you out when you first hear your own voice.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're your worst critic.
Yeah, and you're going, oh my God, is that how I sound? Really? Is that how I sound? Because see, I think I sound like
Look
Dennis.
At me, Michelle.
I think I sound all Hi, nasally and everything. Hi, me, Michelle.
Hi, Ruku.
I'm a big fan
here.
Of you, Michelle.
Too.
Yeah, but you know, you got to get over that thing of hearing your own voice.
Honey.
You know, you got to get over that, you know, get over that hearing your own voice and, you know, and just do it. Yeah. It's just like public. Well, actually in a way, this is a form of public speaking.
Yeah.
And they say
I was thinking about that. It would probably be a little bit easier to go stand up in front of somebody now.
Oh yeah. For you. Oh yeah. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, unless when you walked out there and you actually saw, because see, right now you can't really see anybody. You just see names and words on a screen and you hear me through your headset. But yeah. It doesn't bother me. It never has bothered me to stand in front of a group of people and talk.
I've
always been good. Yeah. I don't know why. It just doesn't bother me. I get up there and. You know, I've had some good instructions.
Hi, Cindy,
you know,
Kyle, welcome.
How, you know, be a little prepared, have notes, you know, have a plan, you know.
Kylie, sorry.
just get up and now just to get up and rattle, I don't know, but to have something to talk about, a message, yeah, it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, and then plus two, see, I've taught. I love teaching, and I used to teach industrial radiography, and actually, the more people in the class, the better it was for me. I liked a real big class. I liked a lot of people, you know.
You like to entertain.
That's what it is. I think that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Because when I was younger, I loved it when there's people in the living room, you know, crowd, people visiting and that. I'd
always you're like, something. Watch me.
Yeah.
I'm the latest skit. The kids were always a skit.
Yeah.
Now I will perform.
Yeah. Watch me. And I think a lot of that has to do with being in things like band when I was a little kid, you know, getting in
there
music.
You go, class clown, kind of.
I was the goofball.
Hi, Calvin.
But I think a lot of it had to do with, as a child, getting involved in music and being in band, because, you know, you're in a band with maybe anywhere from, you know, 30 to 70 other little kids, but you're still playing in front of everybody. You know, you're playing in front of the school or some kind of performance is going on. So you're out there. So I think as a young man, that started it easy. That was made it easy for me. And I remember too, when I was, you know, in my early teens in that, my mom, you know, she'd have people come over and visit, you know, she's having a little dinner party or something.
Yeah.
And then she'd always go, Jimmy, go get your guitar. She'd play your guitar for everybody. You know, oh, geez, come on, mom. No, really, mom. No. Okay. Just a minute. You know. And I'd go grab it and play. Yeah. 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 But I don't mind it. Public speak. But I read somewhere that besides death, public speaking was one of the other worst things that people didn't want to face. They didn't want to face.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
fear of public speaking.
Well, they don't. I think that's something that they should teach you in school. You know, it's something that would help you to have the confidence you need to get over that. And it would help you. It helps you.
Oh, sure. Sure. And that's one thing about the schools that have debate clubs, you know, that kind of stuff, because that helps you get out there and be in front of classes. Yeah. And see, when I was going to school, that you used to have to stand up in front of the class. You used to have to stand up in front of the class and read your book report. You know, I remember doing that as a young kid and a young old man in grade school. Stand in front of the class, you know, and have to do a little public presentation. I don't even know if they do that anymore, but you're right. You should be taught how to stand up in front of a crowd.
And how to debate, like we've always talked about, how to debate and not fight, how to debate on it and to have a conversation about what you're feeling or what you think and not try to persuade that other person because they're doing the same darn thing. You know, how to have a normal conversation because you both could learn something. Who knows? You know, you have to be willing to learn and be willing that maybe what you know might be wrong. And what they know might be right. You have to always be willing to know that, understand that.
Right. Hi, Eric. We missed you this morning. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah. I was probably like by a few minutes, got a little sidetracked there for a minute.
Oh, that's okay. I sent you. I was like, I got to see if he's okay. I want to make sure he's okay.
Yeah. Well, we missed you. Yeah, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're okay. We're just talking a little bit about public speaking, Eric, and that kind of stuff. Oh. Hey, Eric, have you found that being involved in podcasts and that, has it helped you in any kind of way when you have the opportunity or confronted with the opportunity to speak in front of a group or something? Has it made it easier
for you? I would probably say in some ways it has. You know, because I feel like I've always thought of like wanting to find work in media. And I feel like this is probably, you know, a very helpful tool, like to help develop like speaking skills and to see how technology like this works.
Absolutely.
Sure. Ruku's Beer says, I think it's the thought of not messing up and being ridiculed for getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Right. That could be it. But see, that's why you got to be a little bit like the old man and not really care. You know, you got to be, yeah, if I you know, if I screw up, if I mess up, who cares? I'll make a joke out of it, you know?
Yeah, and you learn from it.
Yeah, you learn from it. And, you know, it's not, whatever, you know.
Hi, Mr. Clark.
And because I don't, you know, I don't get upset when I make a mistake or I say things wrong or something like that. I just roll with it and make it, you know, it's funny to me. I don't know. I go back and listen to the shows. I listen to all our shows. I go back and I do it for quality. I do it for quality, see how things are going, the sounds, how's the sounds, how everything sounds and that
Happy
kind of stuff.
Welcome.
And then plus two, I listen to it as a listener. I go back and listen to our shows as a listener. And, you know, because I want to hear what everybody else is hearing. Because when you're doing a podcast like we are right now, and I hear me and I hear Dina Jo and Eric when they come in, but there's a lot of things that you guys will say, you know, that I don't hear as I'm doing the show.
Oh, hello,
and when I go back and I listen, I hear the stuff, you know, I hear it better. And, well, because when I'm doing the show, I'm trying to think of how to, you know, how to keep a subject moving forward. And I'm just, you know, jabber-jawing and blabbing away. And then when I go back and I listen, I gotta tell you, you two knuckleheads crack me up. I mean, you guys are funny, Eric and Dina Jo and the ice cream man. No, really, it's fun. And it's fun. And I encourage you, if you're a young podcaster, well, even if you're an old timer podcast out there, you need to go back and listen to your shows. You need to. It's a, you know, if anything, just for quality, you know, just for quality, substance and that kind of stuff. Go back and listen to your show. Hear how you sound. You know, just listen to your presentation. You know, and then also listen to it as a listener. You know. Listen to it, because if you get done listening to your show and you don't like how you sound, well, maybe other people don't like how you sound either. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta go back. You gotta do some form of quality control on your shows, and yeah,
well,
I mean it's a learning experience in that, and I do. Do you listen to our shows, Eric? Do you go back and listen to our shows?
I mean, I listen to shows that I really found like to be the absolute best. Course, you know,
sure,
that I felt like we're really, really good. And you know, and if it's a show that I want to like listen to again to remember,
well, yeah, you know, and even the other ones you're involved in, like Slightly Serious and that, go back and listen to yourself on those shows too. I know Dina Jo does, because being the host of the show, I get notices of people who have liked shows, you know, they listen and they like them. So yeah. You need to.
Hi, Brittany. Welcome.
You need to really listen to your shows. It's just good times. Good times.
Right.
Well, especially Eric, like you said, you wanted to get into looking for a job that, and you thought that this would be helpful for you. I think it is. I hear you speak on a bunch of different shows, and it's about stuff that is interesting to you. And so for that, it's easier for you to speak.
And knowing
about
how to clearly articulate and express myself. Yes,
exactly. And because you know, that's what's interesting to you, and it's your passion, and you're able to, you come out very clear when you're on those shows. So bravo to you. Just keep it up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you're doing a good job.
And I think anybody who would want to work in media, you know, that this could help like practice, you know, like, you know, looking and sounding professional and then building relationships with an audience.
Exactly.
I will say this, from listening to our shows, you two guys, Eric and Dina Jo, you guys have grown tremendously in your speaking public and that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, before, when we started, I mean, trying to get you to say anything was like pulling horse's teeth, you know. I mean, it was hard. Yeah. But now you're involved, you're engaged and that kind of stuff. And Dina Jo, you can just Dina Jo, you can just hear your confidence has grown so much. You know, you're more relaxed. You're more relaxed and you're more into, you know, you're I don't want to say you're into it, but you're more You're more relaxed. You're more refined.
I'm coming to the point, like what Riku Bear said, he hit it on the nail for me, of not being being ridiculed for, you know, making fun, somebody making fun of you. And, you know, that's just, I'm just trying to be myself. And there's going to be people that like
me. But you really hit that right on the head.
Don't like me. Yeah.
Yeah. The number one rule is to always be yourself.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to pretend to be something that you're not, because you don't want to come across as fake. You want to come across as authentic.
Right. Yeah. And there will always be people that don't like me, and there will always be people that love me.
Yeah.
Because I'm lovable. Mm-hmm.
Crazy Lee says, well, who can you be? Yeah, I don't try to be somebody other than myself, because I always forget who that person was. Who was I yesterday?
Very true.
Yeah, so, but anyway, it's all fun. It's all fun, and that's what I love about this
platform. I'm Mike Jay, welcome.
That's what I love about this platform, this podcasting platform. It's just, it's great. I mean, and it's a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun to do this. And Podbean, you know, they've got a lot of great, excellent tutorials out there. You know, for learning how to do one. You know, you get on, and you go to their help section.
Thank you, Mike.
Support section.
There's
a fight between Dark Bear and Troncat. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Mike. But yeah, but you can get in there, and it will help you set it up. It'll help you get going. It'll even tell you, you know, it'll even recommend a little sound equipment that you can get to work with in conjunction with your computer, you know, to do stuff, for sound quality and that kind of stuff. And yeah, and it's good, and you learn. And then all you got to do is just hit the go button and do it, and just start doing, you know. Just start doing it, and then you'll have a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. But with Mike and with Michael Miller and
the only crazy lady,
I will say this: you need a co-host. You've got to have a co-host, and George's Jungle. I think he's got someone now that he's locking in.
I saw that
to be like a co-host.
Yeah,
and it is only it's because it gives you somebody to talk to. You know, it gives you somebody to talk to, like Beans and Weenies.
Welcome.
Those guys are hilarious, and if you watch them on YouTube, you would think that they're in two different areas, but they are actually in the same room talking. I asked him one day, hey, are you guys in the same room? He goes, oh, yeah, we're in the same room. They just have two different cameras set up. And
okay, I would think the same thing. I haven't seen them. I've only listened, and it's I would think that they're, you know.
Yeah, they're in the same room. They're in the same room. And, you know, it's just better. It's just better to have someone that you can feed off of. You know, I mean, we're feeding off each other all the time. Dina, Joe, and I, you know, we're always talking about stuff, and we're all, you know, basically Dina Joe, she engages with people in the chat room. You know, she does. I'm not as good or as fluent as she is. I have tried to get better at it. I try to keep an eye on the chat room and see who's saying what, so we can respond back and forth. And that's another key, you know, is we try to keep you all engaged too. By, you know, reading your comments and talking to you and talking to ourselves. Because I got to tell you, you guys are funny. You guys have great senses of humor, and it's just fun. It's fun. So if you're looking for a hobby or looking for something to do, by all means, start a podcast. You know, it's a lot of fun. I know we enjoy it. We enjoy it greatly. I do. I can't speak.
Yes, I feel you, Dark Bear. Allergies are bad.
I know. I've been being bugged by him lately, it seems like. I don't know what is going on. I went through a spell.
I think the only thing that really got me is I was out in the sun yesterday a little too long, and the SPF didn't really seem to help me, so my upper arms and torso are a little sore.
You need to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, and that being out in the sun, yeah. I mean,
hi to Gray.
I used to love it when I was growing up, and I'd be out in growing up in Tucson, and I loved being outside in the sun. I was out working in my front yard once. I was trying to do some landscaping, and I was out there without a shirt on, and I got roasted by the sun.
Some people get, like, I get tan, and Aaron, uh-huh. he gets red. My other son gets tan. You know, it's uh-huh. it just, it's different.
I think that's the Ramirez in you. Because yes. mm-hmm. because my kids are that way too. They can go out yep. in the sun and they get brown, especially Rich. Rich gets yeah. brown. And but not me. I get red. I get burnt. And that one time I was out there in the sun, I got so burnt I blistered. I got burnt so bad I blistered.
Ooh, that's not
and then
good.
Ever since then, yeah. Ever since then I just cannot be out in the sun. I mean, I get out there, if it starts getting a little warm, I better get inside. Yeah. You have millions of freckles, DeGray? Huh. Well, it sure doesn't show. You must be using a real good foundation on your face, on your YouTube. Just kidding, buddy. Just kidding. I don't know. Something inside me says, don't make DeGray mad at you.
Oh.
Don't get Sarge upset.
Okay. Welcome, Lord.
I still think he looks like Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of resembles him.
He does. Yeah. He does resemble yeah. him. Yeah.
What do you say? He's a Sarge? You called him Sarge. Is he a sergeant?
They call him Sarge. He's former military, and okay. I think he was spent time in the Gulf.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. And I think he refers to himself as sergeant. So I don't know much about him. I've never really actually talked to him, but I do know he's former military.
And, yeah. And 2 21-year-old twins. And he looks like he's 21 himself.
Yeah, I know.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what rank he was got out of the service at, but I have a couple of sergeants in my family. Nice. My brother, he retired from the Air Force as a he was 2 stripes shy of being the highest rank that you could be as a non-commissioned officer. He was 2 stripes shy of that. And what is that, Master Sergeant or something? I don't know. But anyway, he's got a son who's in the Air Force too. And I believe his son now has one more stripe than his dad. You know,
oh.
And so, yeah, he was going to retire. He was going to retire. And his name's Charles. And I went, hey, Charles, I go, why would you want to retire the same rank as your dad? No, man, you need to go at least for one more stripe so you can say, yeah, but I outrank you, you know. So I think he did. Oh, an E5 sergeant. There you go. Congratulations. And DeGray, thank you very much for your service, man. Appreciate you. All the guys in our chat room that were in the service, we applaud you and thank you for your service. Mr. A, I don't know what's going on with Rich. I haven't seen Rich or talked to Rich for quite a while. I don't know.
And Lord, a tough 222 wants to know what is going on here. So you want to tell him about our little show?
Who is that?
Lord D Toe 222.
Oh, we're just a morning podcast. This is the Old Man's Podcast
Show. Welcome back to
Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're a morning podcast show that we're on every morning, 7 a.m., Monday through Friday. We're just a neighborhood talk show. We just come on and just chit-chat. We're kind of like if you'd go over to your friend's house in the morning, grab a cup of coffee, sit down and chat with him on the breakfast table. That's us. That's what we do.
Yeah, and we're glad to have you here from Ghana.
Yeah, and you're from Ghana. Good to see you, buddy. Thanks. Hit that follow button, and that'll make it set it up so you get notices when we're on.
We'd love to.
And not only do we have our morning talk show that we do, which is our main podcast, we have Friday nights at 8 o'clock Pacific time in the United mm-hmm. States. We have a music show, and tonight we'll be playing the sounds of Motown. We'll be doing Motown music tonight. So, yeah, thanks for being here, and thanks for coming around, man. We appreciate it. Tell your friends. We're just a family-friendly, anti-hate, anti-anger podcast. We stay away from religion and politics. We have so many good friends that have podcasts that do cover those topics, and we encourage you to check them out and listen to them. I just, when we started this podcast over a year ago, we just decided we weren't going to go down that that path. We were going to choose something else to go, you know, so, and that's what we're doing.
We talk about relationship issues.
Yeah, we talk about
not like boyfriend girlfriend, but typical relationship issues. We don't plan. We talk a lot about food.
Yeah,
we engage with you all.
Yeah, we don't really have a lot. We don't plan what we're going to talk about. We just come on, but we do tend to talk about things that will help you as an individual.
Yes, grow.
Get you in a positive state of mind. Help you grow as a human.
Right.
You know, and help you get out there, teach you how to. We're like coaches. We're like coaches, and you guys are to help coach you in your boxing match with life. You know, you get out there in the boxing ring or in the octagon.
Okay, stop and give me 50 squats right now, everybody.
Yeah. Life's in the middle of that octagon waiting for you to come out there. And he's going to, you know, he's going to bop your ears around and beat you up because that's what life does. Well, we try to teach you how to get out there and, you know, fight life back, you know, punch life in the throat, you know, get some things going and help you score some victories in your life, help you overcome some obstacles and how to turn those obstacles into opportunities and that kind of stuff. You know, we just want to get you out there and having good times, you know. Having good times. That's what we're trying to do. Because life's hard as it is. Life is so hard as it is. I mean, you know, you get out there and, you know, you just have a two or three days with just, man, you know, it just life just beats you up, you know. And we try to be that fresh cup of coffee in the morning to get you going. Yeah. I don't know if long distance is good in a relationship because I would love to have a friend up there. Friendships, we have friends all over the world. Mm-hmm. One of my, right here. Two of my closest friends are right here. Dina Jo, she lives in Colorado. She's become a very, very dear close friend of mine. And then Eric, mm-hmm. Eric's a good friend of mine, and he lives in Georgia. I live in Washington. Yeah. So we, Dina Jo and myself, we're like 1,200 miles away. We're apart from each other. Me and Eric, who knows how far we are? What, 20,000? I mean, 2,000 miles away? I got a real good friend of mine that's in England. You know, mm-hmm. We got friends. Grammy's got friends in England, you know.
Yep.
So we got friends all over the world.
We got friends in Sweden and in India and other places.
Yeah, India. We've got podcast friends all over the world. So, yeah, you can have friends all over the world. Sure, why not? Especially today's day and age with the communication and that kind of stuff. You know, yeah. Life is your best friend that stabs you in the back, then apologizes. And just when you're back in the center, he pushes you down and steps and and makes out with your wife. Exactly, DeGray. Yeah, you can't trust life. Life's patting you on the back. You got to make sure you ain't got a knife in its back, you know. Yeah, that's funny. That's a funny analogy. But, yeah, friendships. Friendships can be worldwide. Hey, I saw this thing on Elon Musk, you know, his big push is to go to Mars. Mm-hmm. And this thing was saying that when we get to the point where we actually have people go to Mars, the people that go to Mars are going to be aliens. They're going to be aliens because they're foreign to the planet. But the first child that is born on Mars will be a Martian. Ain't that interesting? That's something, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Colonizing that over there, you know, and it just the first child born would be a Martian. And next thing you know, you have people, you know, growing up and they're, you know, they're raising families and the population grows, you know, they got a bunch of Martians over there that, you know, they say, well, who are you? You know, where are you from? I'm from Mars, man. I'm a Martian. That's to me, that is just an awesome thought, you know? So they go there, they plan, they grow up and then they grab a ship and they're coming back to Earth. And when they come to Earth, they're an alien. Because they're from Mars. They're a Martian. The whole thing is just...
Hi, Tony.
I think the whole thing's fun to think about. Hi, Tony. Good to see you.
All right. Does everybody else not hear him, or is that only me? Hi, Eagles. Hi, family.
You know, he sounded like he cut out. Okay. I hope his Wi-Fi internet's not acting up on him again.
I was like, is it just me or is it everybody that can't hear him? Well, since he's quiet and I can talk, nobody can hear him. Okay, good. Well, no, that's not good, but you know what I mean. I just want to make sure that it's just not my Wi-Fi. Anyway, I'm going to go over what is the national day today. So, and we were just talking about this. It's National Corn Fritter Day. We were just talking about that a couple of days ago, weren't we, Eric? We were all talking about different, and I can't remember who in the chat was saying I think it was Mr. A and somebody else,
like that corn roll tournament, whatever that is, or corn fest, whatever it is.
No, he was talking about like his mom would make like little pancakes.
Oh.
Corn pancakes. Yeah. No, but he does do that too. Welcome, Silence is Golden. Welcome, Triple. Welcome, Hi. So I don't know. It's National Corn Fritter Day.
Oh, you're back.
Is.
Wow. What is going on? You know, I sit here and I twiddle and fiddle around with cords.
Well, stop doing that.
And I guess I don't know.
How many times do we tell you don't do that? But
I need to just stand here with my hands. So, but go ahead, Dina Jo, with your corn fritters.
I was just saying it's now you got me all confused. Hi, Silence is Golden. It's National Corn Fritter Day. And we were talking about that earlier, and I thought it was Mr. A, but it could have been somebody else that were talking about the little pancakes that their different parents would make or when they were growing up and stuff like that. But it's also
his grandmother made them.
Okay, thank you, Mr. A. National Guinea Pig Appreciation Day.
Guinea pigs. That's funny. Did you ever have guinea pigs?
My aunt did. We did not, but my aunt had them. Did you?
We had guinea pigs. And now guinea pigs is just a larger version of a hamster, right?
And some of them have a little more hair.
Yeah. Guinea pigs are just big hamsters. So we had guinea pigs. We had hamsters. Oh, yeah. Growing up. Well, I had sisters, remember?
Yeah.
And it seems like sisters always got all kinds of little pets in their room, you know. You'd go in their room and go, yeah, we had a zoo. I'm serious. We had a zoo in our house. We had guinea pigs. We had turtles. We had rabbits. I mean, you'd walk into my sister's room and it's like, where'd you get that? Oh, I had a friend that was getting rid of them, so we got a couple of hamsters. Mom, did you know that Robin and Kathy have hamsters in the room? You know, we tried to tell on them, and my mom would just say, leave the girls alone. Go outside and play. Anyway, but did you personally have any guinea pigs?
No, my aunt did. She had a few of them, but we did not. We would always go over to her house, and she had guinea pigs, and then she had this big turtle that would show up in her yard. Welcome, PPG, that just would come out, you know, just would show up in her yard and go away and come back. But no, we never did.
I saw a picture of a guy.
Welcome, PPG.
And he had in his hand one of those little tiny turtles that you buy like at the pet store.
Yes.
You know, the little tiny turtles. And then he had a picture that was, a picture 25 years later with the same turtle. And that thing was huge. Yeah. So I guess turtles will live a long time if you take care of them.
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing. Yeah. So what else is going on?
Well,
today?
It's also no National Appreciate Your Snake Day. World Snake Day.
Your snake?
Guinea pig and snakes right next to each other. Yes. But you'll like this one, National Cherry Day.
Oh, yeah.
National for your cherry tree.
Day. Yeah.
Yes. And we also have National Personal Chef Day. And I think that's for every mom or dad out there. It is the chef boyardee for their kids running around. I don't want that. I want this. I want that. Yes.
Yeah. I saw this picture, this meme, and it said, showed this guy sitting there in a booth at a restaurant with his little girl. And he goes, the waitress goes, oh, well, you know, kids eat free. Kids eat for free. And he goes, oh, really? Well, then I'll have a glass of water and she'll have the T-bone steak, mashed potatoes, corn, and a beer.
Oh gosh.
Jeez, Marie. My kids used to tell me that all the time. Hey, look, kids eat free. I go, you kids eat for free all the time. I've never seen you fork out any money.
Right.
I buy your food all the time. That's what I used to tell them about allowances. Can I get an allowance? I go, you get an allowance. What is it? What are you, a room and board? It's called room and board. Now go do the dishes.
Exactly.
Oh, kids.
Welcome, you gotta love them. Welcome, Malty. Welcome.
Hey, well, you know, are you done with that, DJ?
Yeah, they're all done. Okay. All done. That's all for the day.
Well, I was thinking before I get cut off again, maybe it's time to do the weekly stats.
Stats.
Our Friday stats. We do this every Friday because the old man's a number guy. I like looking at numbers, and I just have charts and graphs. And you know, I'm into it. And what we do is what the old man follows is downloads. He follows all the numbers for his for the podcast. And so here we go. We got the top five countries or states, top five downloaded areas. And so number five, Canada was 67. We got Canada with 67. Coming in at number four was 71. We've got the country of Iran, 71 downloads. And a tie at third place was 76. We have California and India tied for third. Coming in at number two, Man Cave's country, the UK, was 78. And coming in at number one with 233 downloads, Colorado. Ooh. Colorado, everybody. Colorado.
Oh, Mike, you can call in. Yeah.
So that gives us a grand total of downloads, 39,210. I think we could hit 40,000 by the end of the month. 39,210 downloads. We've got 1,584 followers. We've got 25,210 listeners, and our engagement points are at 173,488. And it's all because of you people, all our lovely fans and followers. You guys, those are your numbers. Those are your numbers. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, and I guess like for like the live listeners for the month of July so far, standing at number one, it's Ralph followed by Mike Tampa Bay. And then I'm standing third, followed by Mimi Shell, Dark Bear, Jay Baby, Jess Duck, The Gray Area, Chris Unplugged, Victor, Mr. A, Gina, Dina Joe is number 13, followed by Beans of Weenies, AJFJ, Tony, Moonchild, Rocknell, Crazy Kane, and Tron Cat. But that could also be subject to change before the end of the show and the music show tonight.
Dina Joe's being ripped off. Dina Joe should be right up there with you at number one because, I mean, she is always here. She's always our number one listener.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're always here, and you're always chatting. You're always talking.
I guess because I don't give money is the thing.
Oh, I don't know.
That is true.
I don't know.
If I gave points, then it would be raised.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is true too. Yeah.
So I don't know because I'm always in the chat. So I don't know how that, you know.
I don't either.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Well, you're number one in my book, lady.
Okay, I'm gonna have a big Dina day. But,
well, I think when you look at the Podbean Live like leaderboard for any given month, we know like Milk Dog is usually near at the top, but you have to factor in that he's on multiple times a day, and he has such a large fan base and people like constantly engaging with him, like, you know, send him those gold beans and joining his fan club, and then even some of his fans will have like a competition of spamming his chat.
Yeah. Did you what? What did you say?
You know, like having like him having, you know, fans like, you know, spam his chat to really up the engagement score for him.
Oh, I see. I don't know how that works.
Hey, Ralph.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Ralph. Ralph Wynn.
But he is. He's on there all the time. So good for him.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, those are our stat numbers for the day. Ralph missed the stat numbers. Perfect, though. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate all you guys, all your following and all your listening and all that stuff. I mean, it's great. It's great.
You didn't win, Ralph.
Sorry, Ralph. You didn't win.
Sorry, Ralph. But you never won in my book.
So, Dina, Joe,
crazy
and I were
hat
talking.
Lady.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about this show that we both like. Zoe's, what is it? Zoe's
playlist.
Zoe's playlist. It's a show on TV.
It's Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist is what it's called. Yeah,
yeah, and it's on Peacock channel. The Peacock channel.
Yeah.
Welcome. Or NBC, NBC.
QM.
And it's just a fun show. It's about this
girl.
Music,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like every show's a musical. So there's people singing and dancing. And
throughout the whole show.
Like yeah, but so anyway, we're talking about her and Zoe's played by Jane Levy.
Levy.
And we were just talking about her and I remember mentioning that, you know, you don't see too many redheads. Too many redheads around much anymore. Yeah. And I was thinking, well, so who's out there? What actresses are out there are redheads? And the number one on the list that girl, Jane Levy, she is just as cute as a bug. She's just a cutie. Yeah. But number one on this list for redheads in Hollywood is Emma Stone. Yeah, Emma Stone. And it's interesting that Emma Stone was born in Scottsdale, Arizona. She's an Arizona girl. Yeah.
Welcome, Nessa.
So anyway, so there's Emma Stone. And I'm just going to go through here on the people that I know, because a lot of these actresses, I don't know. There's an Alexandra Breckenridge.
What are you reading?
The list of...
Welcome, Jillian.
List redheads? Of redheaded actresses, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Number two on this list is Alexandra Breckenridge. I don't know who she is. But then the lady from Mad Men, Christina Hendricks.
Oh yeah, she got really
She
got really noticed from that show. She's been around, that show really kind of brought her back out. Welcome.
Yeah, that kind of broke her. It was a breakthrough for her. I remember her from that. I used to love that sci-fi series, Firefly. I used to love watching Firefly, and she was actually on it for a couple of episodes. And then there's an actress by the name of Judy Greer. She's a redhead. And Isla Fisher. See, I don't even know these people.
Isla Fisher. She's young. I can picture her.
Yeah. And then there's Amy Adams. Now, I remember seeing Amy Adams in shows. I'm just, you know, judging by the look
Isla
of her
Fisher.
Face.
She's married to Borat. She's married to that Borat guy, I think. That's why I know who she is. I think.
Who's that? Amy Adams?
No, that Isla.
Oh,
Isla Fisher, you mean?
Yes, that one.
Oh, she's married to the Borat guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sasha Cohen or whatever his name is?
Yes.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
and then
girl.
We got Holland Roden. Don't really know her. She's been on Lost, Weeds, Crime Scene Investigation. Teen Wolf, and then there's a Karen Gillian. You know, I don't really know a lot of these actresses. I don't see them around. I'm just scanning the list because I'm curious. Oh, I know this one, Sarah Snook. I remember seeing her. The older actress Julianne Moore. She's pretty famous.
Rick.
She's in a lot of shows. Okay. But, you know, and Molly Ringwald, she's an older actress. But then I'm looking and I'm seeing the one. Oh, there she is, way down on number 21 and 22. These two, Gillian Anderson from X-Files. I'm shocked that she's so down on the list. And Heather Graham. I'm surprised that Heather Graham is so low on this list.
Did you say Susan Sarandon?
Not yet.
Oh,
not yet. I haven't seen her yet. Lindsay Lohan, she's down at number 26. Let's see. I'm looking. Where is Susan Sarandon? Is Susan Sarandon a redhead?
Yeah.
Melissa Gilbert, she's down at 32. Susan Sarandon is not on this list, and there's 30. They went 36. So Susan Sarandon's been knocked off the list. Susan Sarandon's a nice actress. She's a good actress too. She's been around for quite a while. Maybe that's why. These are just the young ones. Well, so anyway, I was curious about where all these redheaded actresses at.
AJ2KO2 Littles.
Because I read a statistic here. Yeah, no, Anne Margaret's not on there either, DeGray. I thought that's strange. Probably because
no Cynthia Loran either.
Younger actresses, I don't know.
No, I didn't see her either.
No, but Anne Margaret, man, yeah. I mean, well, like I said, she's been around a real long time. I remember her in Bye Bye Birdie. It was a kind of a parody movie about Elvis Presley.
Priscilla Presley is on this list that I have. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting. And Jessica Chastain, I don't think I saw her name on this list, the one I'm looking at.
Chastain.
Yeah. I read the statistics that say that we are actually, humanity is breeding itself away from redheads. That
McIntyre.
Because of us getting together, having kids,
and
genetics and all this and that. Redheads are disappearing. They're disappearing.
Oh, I believe
it. Yeah. 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 Because of the, you know.
The gene. The other genes pool. Are stronger Thank than you. The red gene, and it doesn't you, produce as much. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. Isn't it the Irish? Aren't the Irish redheads? I mean, who's the redheads? I thought the Irish or Scottish. I don't know. I don't remember. Because they're the devil.
Stop it.
God, DeGray. You know, that's kind of what my mom used to say. She hated redheads.
Oh, it my didn't gosh.
Matter. It didn't matter. If you were on TV, an actor, a movie or something, and you're in, or you brought, I brought a friend over and they had, you know, redheads.
Fire
red
in
hair.
Us. My there mom you hated go, redheads. Lucky Irish. It's okay. We need redheads. A lot of redheads are blue eyes or green eyes.
Yes. Blue, mm-hmm. green eyes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Don't mess with us, the lucky Irish. Go. I hear you.
Lucky Irish. Hazel. Yeah, that's what I have, hazel eyes. Yeah.
And then plus two, redheads are kind of fair skinned and kind of have
freckles.
Freckly
sometimes, yeah, like DeGray said. He's got a lot of freckles.
I think redheads are good looking. I like redheads. Of course, I like all people. You know,
I like people not because of the color of their hair. I like you, and you don't have any.
Well, excuse me. Ginger snaps. Yeah, that's what
there you go.
Ginger snaps.
Bye, Dark Bear. See you later.
All right, Dark Bear. Have a good day, buddy. Don't bite anybody. Yeah, so that's interesting. And this whole black and white thing. I mean, actually, if we keep going the way we're going, pretty soon, this whole black and white thing, there's no going to be no line of demarcation between the two because everybody's going to be grayed out. You know, I mean, hey, you know, think about it. I'm all for interracial stuff. That's about all I'm going to say about that. Well, look at Grammy. People Hello? Call me racist. People tell me I'm racist. You're racist. Am I? Let me ask my wife. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, right?
Maybe. Am I racist?
I have no clue.
And she'll go, yes, you are.
Oh, God.
Grammy. It's all fun. Fun and games. But anyway, redheads. Yeah. Redheads. There was one I was thinking about. I couldn't remember. Anyway. Good times. Good times. I like them. But this show, this Zoe's playlist thing, you need to check that show out, especially if you like music, because the premise of the show is that something happened to her and now
she was having an MRI or CAT scan. I can't remember which one MRI. Happened. And she was in San Francisco and an earthquake happened. So she was listening to music while she was in the little thing. So now she hears what she calls people's heart songs. So whatever they're feeling, whatever emotion they're feeling, all of a sudden this actor or actress will break into music because that's what they're thinking. And she's the only one who can really see it happening.
Yeah.
And these people are so talented because they break into music and song, the whole song. And then all of a sudden, if you notice, they just kind of like very slowly go right back into the position that they were in before that they went into that music. Exactly. And then they're back to talking, you know, in their normal part of the show. It's pretty cool. It's a cool show.
Yeah, because I think the first episode when it happened, she's walking down the street or she's on a trolley. And this one person starts, you know, she looks at him and he starts singing help.
Hi, AJ.
Help. I need somebody. Help. And then everybody starts singing it. And she gets off the trolley because she's running, trying to run away from it.
Yes.
Because it's freaking her out. And she walks out onto the street and everybody starts singing
help. Like a flash mob. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a big flash mob thing. And then everybody, then she's running. They're chasing after her singing the song. Hi, AJ, FJ. And it's like, and it's a fun show.
Then the end of the song, it just stops and it goes right back into what they were talking about. And it, you have to see it. It's a great show. I love it.
Yeah,
it always puts me in a good mood.
Especially if you love music. I do. I like musicals. I like singing and dancing and there you go.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm corny like that.
Yeah, what a perfect opportunity for all these people out there that have the dance.
Oh, he must be touching wires again because he's gone. Again, he's touching wires again because he's gone. Oh man, will you stop touching? I heard him for a second, right?
No.
Yes, there you are. You're back. Stop it. Put your hands in the air.
What the heck's going on? Oh. Am I still there?
You're here. You don't use Bluetooth, do you? No.
Bluetooth? No.
Yeah, you're all wired up. He's all wired up. He's touching things. He can't touch things. He touches things.
You know what it is?
Happens.
It's Comcast.
Oh, don't blame it on Comcast. Yeah, we know you too well.
No, actually, it's sunspots. I believe it's the sunspots.
Hey, hi, Victor.
Because you know what? The sun is shining right in my window.
Yeah.
And it's going, oh, okay. All right. We're going to mess with you. We got these little microwaves coming your way, and we're going to mess with you. Yeah, I don't know.
It probably is Comcast.
Yeah. I'm afraid to move.
I know. So I was like, you're all stiff. Put your hands in the air, like, you know, just for the rest of the show. Hi, Peter.
I'm sitting on my hands, you know, I'm afraid to touch anything.
Well, you can still talk. It's okay. You can talk.
I don't
know. Just, hi, Troncat.
Hey, Troncat. Meow, meow. Good to see you. Good to see you.
How are you all this morning?
We're good.
Doing good.
What show are you guys talking about and what network is it?
That show, what's the name of that show, Dina
what's
Joe?
What's the name of that show, Dina Joe?
Where they're singing.
Dina Joe? Dina Joe? No, I've lost Dina Joe.
She's back. Playlist.
Playlist.
It's on Peacock.
Okay.
Right
it's
now.
On Peacock.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You're welcome.
I like it.
Well, I actually heard about it, but I never got a chance to catch where it was at or what it was on.
Yeah, I don't remember what channel it was on before it went to Peacock.
NBC.
There you go.
NBC. There you go.
Okay.
All right, Troncat.
Yes.
All
right,
Troncat.
Thank you, Troncat.
Have a good day. Thank you, Troncat.
Be safe out there.
Be safe out there.
You're going to have to disconnect me because I haven't figured that part out yet.
Oh. I love doing that. No problem. You're out of here.
We love to do it till Gatto when he comes on. Because I love it when he's like, don't hang up on me, old man. Don't hang up on me.
Yeah, you don't have to ask me twice to hang up on you.
Oh, although we don't want him touching things. He knows where that button is.
I know. I moved really careful. Boy, he has a lot of static and he must be driving.
Yeah, he's driving. So he's on his Bluetooth. So he knows. That's why he tries to get off real fast.
I had a guy try to sell me on Bluetooth stuff here, you know, in the studio. Well, you need to have Bluetooth, you know, for your mic and Bluetooth for this and that. And I'm going, man, I have a hard enough time doing it with cords. You know, that's all I need is more electronics to go south on me, you know. Can you hear me?
I'm not
there?
Sure how to how to use the Bluetooth in the office without it making that kind of interference. I'm sure there's a way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they have those expensive, you know, headphones that are wireless.
Yeah, Bluetooth, yeah.
I've wireless. Always been afraid to spend the money if it's going to cause, you know, make that kind of noise. So I don't know how to do that in the office. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know either, but I've noticed that Podbeam has done, they've been working on their display that I'm looking at right now for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And they've got a little thing where you can tell your volume and all this and that, some kind of a gauge. It's a little green thing that goes up, and it doesn't seem to be working like it used to. So I don't know. I think they're still experiencing problems. I'm going to fire them off an email when we get done and say, hey, I've been knocked off my show several times. What's going on? Give me some suggestions. What are you doing? And it's like, go to Bluetooth. No, I don't want to go to Bluetooth. What? You can't hear me now?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. I was trying to write something in for Mike. I think he wants to know what time our show ends. And our show ends around. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we probably have about another 20 more minutes left.
Yeah,
I run it. Welcome I run the show the for an hour and 18 minutes. I hit an hour and 18 minutes, and then we close it down. Only because I think an hour and a half is a little too long. I don't know. Oh, and then plus two, people's got things to do.
Yeah, we're busy. To leave.
Nina Joe's got things to do. I've got things to do. And then we bug out and go. Yeah. So that's it. I mean, yeah. Well, we were doing the show earlier, weren't we, when we first started? Weren't we doing the show?
We were doing it 30 minutes later, and then we moved it up to the top of the hour.
Yeah, we were doing it at
7:30.
Yeah, and then we switched to 7 because it just 7:30 didn't fit into Dina Joe's schedule. And because I didn't want her leaving with a bunch of the show left to do. I didn't want to be left alone with Eric.
But we still would have Asha, and we would probably still have Jeremy and a few other friends join us. But and I know our audience in the little over here that this show's been going on, you know, it's really grown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So but anyway, so I changed it to 7, and that's a good time. 7's a good time. 7's a good time for me. And I like our time slot. I like 7 to 8:15, 8:18, something like that. It's good, you know. Hey, Steven Anderson, what does the MCB stand for? I was curious about stuff like that. Steven Anderson, MCB. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Good to have you. Hey, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here every morning, 7 a.m. We were just talking about that. 7 a.m. Pacific time, which would be 10 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. And we just want to thank everybody for coming in. Hit that follow button. Give us a follow button. And just come on back and have fun. Enjoy with us. Monday through Friday, like clockwork. We're here. And on Fridays, we have our music show, which starts at 8 o'clock p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 8, 9, 10, 11. So that'd be 11 o'clock at night for the Eastern seaboard. And tonight we're going to have Motown. We're going to be playing some Motown tunes because I love Motown.
Yeah. The gospel.
I usually look for a playlist to play, and I told Grammy, I said, you know what? I'm making my own playlist. So I've been working on this through the week, and Grammy's been enjoying it. She's been walking around doing the stroll down the hallway. And just a lot of good music. So that'll be tonight at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. So there you go. Yeah. So, Dina Joe, did you see an increase in the Denver population because of the All-Star game that happened just a few days ago?
There was a lot of people here. I guess downtown was really crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And, you know, they There was some bad stuff that happened, of course, but you know, we got it. But there's a lot of, you know,
I was just curious about the increase.
Aaron actually found a golf ball from, remember they had some all-star golf tournaments throughout the city at different golf courses.
Yeah.
So different golf courses got different guys. And Lewis was kind of, he's like, I can't believe it. We got a bunch of old people. I don't know who these people are playing golf out here. I have no idea who they were. But Aaron actually found one of the golf balls, and it says All Star something on it. So
nice.
Yeah. So he got to, he's keeping that. But yeah, there's a lot of people out here. Nice. I stayed away from it down there.
Yeah. I remember. So I basically lived in Prescott, Arizona, that area from 1973 to 1991. And, you know, Prescott, Arizona, it's just like a little one, just a little cowpoke town, you know. It wasn't very big, you know. But on the 4th of July, the population, because everybody'd come up from Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
You know. Are you there?
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Anyway, everybody would come up from Phoenix, and the population would triple over a weekend. And you'd have people sitting around and sleeping in your yards.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, it was just like, yeah, everybody'd come up for the rodeo and the big parade and all this stuff that's going on. And it was just, it was a madhouse. I mean, you couldn't drive. What would normally take you, you know, 5 minutes to go across town, you couldn't drive it. It would take you hours to get through town, you know, with so many people in there. Yeah.
Huh.
Big population. Yeah. Well, see, now I'm all gun shy. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
No, I can hear you. Mike, if you want to call in, if you got it, go ahead and call in.
Well, he tried to call in. I didn't think once. Yeah.
Well, Stephen Anderson's got a... Stephen Anderson, I looked at his profile. You know, he's got a podcast, and from what I read on it, it focuses like on mental state of mind and things that affect life and ideas. So I wanted to give it a follow. I saw where he is also following you, but if you and both want to follow him back and encourage other folks to follow him.
Now. Yeah. Yeah. Good, Stephen. A very worthwhile podcast. Yeah. Mental health.
He doesn't have published episodes yet, but we should get notifications when he goes live or when he publishes shows.
Yeah, we like to help people out with their podcast and you know, promote them and that kind of stuff. It sounds like you got a good show, so we'll be checking it
out. Kelly.
And thanks for following us. Good times. And feel free, Steven, to use our chat room. Go ahead and help promote your show. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with people using our format to help promote their shows, especially when they got a good thing going for them. So that's good. Yeah. I know. Let's see. I don't know. So did you ever do that list, Dina Jo, of things to talk about when I say I'm run out of things to talk about?
Oh, we just talked about that yesterday. No, I was answering because Mike was sending me a text if it was too late to call. And I'm like, no, you can call, but I don't have control over it. I don't see it when he calls.
How many times do I got to click the button? I've sent him I see it come across the thing.
Oh,
you sent him an invite by clicking his icon.
Yeah,
channel.
Yeah, so
hi, Tim. See, I don't know what's happening. I just can't. He's like, should I?
Mean,
I'm like,
you want us to beg you to call? I'll beg you. Please, Mike, call in. Please.
See, I don't know what's going on your side. I can't see that.
Yeah, and I love it. I love it when everybody asks you and Eric, you know, hey, take my call. And I'm sitting here giggling. I'm going, they can't take your call, buddy.
Oh, well, I didn't know he was trying to call.
He's trying.
Something's not connecting.
What happens is I get a notice. I get a notice across my screen that says so-and-so is trying to call in. And it's either a dismiss or invite. And so if I'm not going to take the call, I usually just let it go. I don't do anything. But if it's somebody I want to hear from, I'll hit invite. And then when I hit the invite, apparently it sends an invite back to them. And then they call in. The next thing I know, I see them on the, I see their little picture. That's how it's working. So
I see.
I've done that several times. Done that several times for Mike.
Maybe it's a connection issue.
Yeah, it could be. You know, I mean, we're dealing with electronics, people. when did technology and electronics all of a sudden become foolproof? I mean, when did it all of a sudden nothing can ever go wrong? I mean, come on, electronics and this digital stuff. I mean, it's just a bag of worms. I mean, when did we start thinking that because it's electronics, everything's perfect? It's not. This stuff is not perfect. There's all kinds of problems. You know, you got internet problems. You got Wi-Fi problems. You got Bluetooth problems. You got stuff zinging through the atmosphere that causes electromagnetic waves that are causing problems. You know, there's all kinds of issues. And then in your studio, you got your electronics in your studio that are causing problems. You got problems with Podbeam, their electronics, their IT. I mean, really? I mean, we start thinking, something big conspiracy. There ain't no big conspiracy. It's just that everybody's equipment's just bumming out. I mean, come
on. Welcome, Ticklefinger.
Yeah. Ticklefinger, though, there's a nice name. but you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. I mean, it's electronics. I mean, that's what goes wrong. I mean, there's no big secret.
Welcome,
it's just electronics, and it's always accurate. That's why, you know, I don't know. You just got to not get excited. Don't get excited.
You're the one getting excited. Take a breath, mister.
Let's see. I'm just kind of through there. Actually paid a Swiss cafe. It says here in 2018, a woman accidentally paid a Swiss cafe $7,709 for a coffee because she entered her PIN number as the dollar amount. Oh, no.
What?
When she called to get the money back, nobody answered because the cafe had filed bankruptcy. Oh, my gosh. I went to the ATM machine decades ago to get money. I needed to get some cash. So I went there, and it was like the most you could do at the time, at this time of day was $200. You know, that's all the cash you could get. So I'm sitting there and I'm punching in this money, punching in $200, $200, $200, $200. And it kept coming back saying insignificant funds. And I'm going, what are you, crazy? I know I got the money in there. And I try it. So I stopped and I started to pay real close attention. I wasn't putting in 200. I was putting in 2,000.
Oh, gosh.
It was like, what the heck? You know, I wasn't putting in the decimal point.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was just dumb. I go, okay. Whatever. I remember one time Grammy called me. I'm out in the middle of an oil refinery. Out in the middle of nowhere. Oil refinery. My phone rings. And I go, it's my wife. Hold on a second. You know, because I'm inspecting stuff or watching stuff get done. And I go, yeah, baby, what's up? She goes, I'm just calling to see what you've been buying from South Korea that costs $2,500.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, what? She goes, yeah, we got a bunch of charges on your charge card, and it equals to about $2,500 from Korea. It's like,
oh, my gosh.
I haven't bought anything from Korea, you know. And so we right away, she calls the bank, and the bank gets on it. And the bank does a little investigation. They go, yeah, somebody for some reason got a hold of your information. And they've been slowly, you know, going every hour or so, going to an ATM machine and drawing money out of your account.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. They go, yeah, well, we filed that with the authorities, and we're not going to take the money out of your account. We're putting it back. And you know, so yeah, that stuff's weird. When that stuff happens, man, that's
feel kind of violated,
stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
Taking
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. And ever since then, I've always
been
real leery.
Don't touch my stuff.
Yeah. Don't touch my stuff. I've been leery about buying stuff online.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, I just that's something, you know. And Grammy, she buys stuff online, but she has a cash card, you know, that she goes. It's a prepaid card, so she sees something she wants online, she'll go and put money on that card, and then use that card to buy it, because there's no, you know, it's not a major, it's not one of our, it's not tied to one of our bank accounts. It's just
right.
It's just a cash card, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in a way, that, and that's what I like about PayPal, because I just bought this this American flag thing that these guys make. It's called the Pledge of Allegiance flag, where it's made with 16 gauge steel, polished steel. It's all painted like an American flag, and on the in the white stripes, they have the Pledge of Allegiance written in there. It's all done on a big computerized cutting machine, and it looks beautiful. It's beautiful, and I just bought me one of those for my office, and I love PayPal because PayPal seems to have it all under control, you know. And then plus two, there's only so much money in PayPal. I don't sit there with, you know, putting tons of money in PayPal.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit. And so, you know, I get these notices, you know, from people trying to get into your stuff, people trying to get your stuff. Mm-hmm. I get, hey, we're waiting for authorization on this $2,500 purchase that you just made. God, I didn't make no $2,500 purchase. Yeah. You know, get out of here. Get out of here. You know, it's like those insurance scams. You know, they try to get you to do insurance and all this and that. Yeah. I saw this lady on those telephone calls. I think I don't know who they called, but she gets this call. And they're trying to scam her. They're trying to say that she's, you know, if she doesn't reply, she's going to be arrested.
Sheriff or a sergeant or something?
No, that was a good one with the sheriff. The cop. But this was like a team. This is like a TV person. At least she had the voice for it. And they go, and she goes, okay. And they go, and what is your name? And she goes, hi, I'm the old man from KWZE TV in, you know, in Denver, and you're live on the air. And we got the Denver Police Department on the line with us, and we'd like to get some information from you. And it's like click, they hung up.
Welcome, Rowdy.
I love messing around with those people.
Hi, Rowdy Rhonda D.
Rowdy Rhonda. Oh,
Rowdy man. Rhonda D.
Woo-wee.
Wow.
I used to like watching Rowdy Rhonda. She was a UFC fighter. Mm-hmm. UFC fighter. She was tough. She was a tough cookie. Yeah, I don't know if that's really Rowdy Rhonda D, but hey.
She's a Rowdy Rhonda D.
Yeah, she's a Rowdy Rhonda. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Hit that follow
nice
button.
To have
Come
you.
On back. Yeah, we're closing in. We're closing in on the last few minutes of the show here. But, man, it's been fun. It's been fun if I can keep from knocking myself off. you find a calendar. Oh, it says here, today I learned that all the photos of IKEA products you find in their catalogs are not even real photos. They create all the furniture in a 3D program and place them in different scenes, like a kitchen. And then they render it so it's so realistically that you can't distinguish it from a real photo. They've been doing this They've been doing this since 2004.
Oh my gosh, I love their catalogs.
That's interesting.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Yeah,
that's interesting. It's all computer generated and cropped and all that stuff and all that. Yeah. Today I learned also a bee creates lift by clapping its wings together above its back. When the wings separate, air fills the void, and the downward swinging wings generate lift. Aerodynamics, folks. The failure to account for this is the basis for the myth that bees shouldn't be able to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right there, though, they tell you that it's all aerodynamically, around their wings and that. They're just causing lift, just like planes, and it lifts, you know. I love seeing bees in super slow motion.
Mm-hmm. Seeing them flying. Those big bumblebees. Those are the ones that shouldn't be flying with those little teeny wings. They're so cool. Yeah.
Grammy says she saw a bee in the one of the flowers, one of the zucchini flowers.
Uh-huh. She said it was in there, and it was like in there rolling around.
Yeah, it was Holland pollen. They probably came out all orange.
Yeah, cool. She said it was all covered. Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah, one thing we do here at the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric is we love bees.
And outdoor, yeah. We got to save those bees. Bees are our friends.
Not wasps. Not bees. Hornets. Bees. We are bee friends. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Like catnip for the bees. I guess, exactly. Yeah.
And I read this one article. There's some kind of pollen out there that the bees get into, and they say it actually makes them act like they're drunk.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah, they get all loopy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bees are awesome, man.
I love bees. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a good supply of bees this year, I think so. Because I had a lot of wildflowers. Flowers that are, they call pollinators or pollinators.
Yep.
And the bees just love them. But I think the biggest draw to my backyard, my garden this year for the bees, was that clover. They came in after those little flowers. Yeah. Yes, bees. What else do we have here? We've got a few minutes left. I'm trying to look at this. I like going to Reddit. Reddit, because they have this thing, Today I Learned, and it's a bunch of little facts, you know. But most of them today seem to be related to World War II and that kind of stuff. Today I learned Ferrari merchandise, for all you guys out there with podcasts that have merchandise, Ferrari merchandise, t-shirts, hats, sunglasses, king chains, and anything that projects their association with the brand accounts for $2.5 billion in sales each year, slightly more than the revenue from selling cars. So Ferrari makes more money off their merchandise than they do selling cars. That's unbelievable. Ain't that something?
Yeah, it is. That is crazy.
You said something. I didn't think you heard me.
That is kind of crazy.
When you're quiet, Dina Jo, now I'm wondering if anybody can hear me.
Their merchandise than their cars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny, huh? Yeah. And then there's the last one. Today I learned that a sunflower maze has been planted near, I don't know what this place is. Fukushima. Fukushima? I don't know.
Fukushima.
Sunflowers are believed to help soil absorb radiation and were also used following the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Ain't that something? Oh,
interesting.
Ain't that something? I wonder what it does with the radiation that it absorbs. Cool. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, so there you have it, folks. Those are the details for today. Yeah. Today you learned. And it's time to leave. We're out of here.
Oh, yes.
I'm sitting here like a cat on a hot tin roof trying to get through the show so I don't cut myself off again. Nadia, good to see you. We haven't seen you in a long time.
Hi, Nadia.
Hey, thanks for everybody for coming in, though. We've been here for an hour and 18 minutes. And this is our Friday show. We won't be back to this until Monday. But don't forget tonight, 8 o'clock tonight, we have our music show with Motown.
Motown Hits.
Eric, you want to promote a couple of podcasts that are going on?
Well, I know Dark Bear is coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern time today, and the Frankie D show around 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern time today. We'll have a very special guest, Rockin' Al, if you're interested in checking him out.
Nice.
The Frankie D show, formerly Frankie D's Crib, I think Frankie was lucky enough to score an interview with him. And then Slightly Serious should be on at 9:30 after he surprised us last night, but hopefully he's doing a lot better now. And also be on lookout for Chris Unplugged to do his Club 19 music show this evening, as well as us coming back later after Slightly Serious and of course Beans and Weenies and other great friends over the weekend, and Ralph William next week.
Yeah, if you got a chance, listen to that. Rockin' Al has a great show, a little podcast that he publishes in the morning. They're not very long, anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes long, and they're just great for you know, help get you going, you know, positive, very positive messages and that kind of stuff. So that'd be a good show to listen to rocking out. That'd be very good to listen to. And now word from Dina Jo, if she's still here, because I can never hear her.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks for joining us all week, this guys. Thank you. And I hope to see you tonight at the music show, and have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday. Bye. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Huddles.
Dina Jo.
Hi, Mimi Michelle. Hey, JFJ.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Like Dina Jo said, don't forget to come back tonight at 8 o'clock for our music show. And I'm going to be glad to be able to get off this, out of this chair, away from this little cubbyhole I have for my panel, because I'm afraid I'm going to shut everything off prematurely. And, man, what a bummer. That seems like that's happened to me all week this week. I need to find out what's going on. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. Get out there. Do random acts of kindness, you know. Try to get five people to smile. That's our challenge. Get five people to smile. Have a great day. Have fun. Do things you like to do. Turn off the news. Get away from all the meanness out there, all the anger and the hate, and just have a fun weekend. Do stuff you like to do with people you like to be around, and have a great time. And don't forget, come back and see us next week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We're here for you.
And, has a music show right before
Chris
ours,
has
right?
a music show. Chris yes. Unplugged has a music show that's on before ours, starting at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Check him out. He's kind of like our opening act.
God bless you, everybody. See you later.
See ya.
Music's done, and we're out of here. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you later.
Have a great weekend.
Just grab me by the ribs. I'm scared. All right. Later, Gators.